First dates, come on a date.
Hi, Zoe.
Hi, Rory.
Here we are in our First Dates podcast.
Sorry, why are you squirming like that?
I'm nestled in my blanket. I got a bottle of wine. I'm glad to see you. We haven't talked to each other in a while.
I know, I've missed you dearly.
We were away from each other through the passing of Christmas and the new year.
Oof. Long ass time.
Indeed it was.
How was your new year?
We're still alone, Zoe, both of us.
Yeah, very much so.
You know what? I didn't really do much for the new year. I know you went out and you took care of yourself. You had a good time. I watched a whole bunch of episodes of The Twilight Zone.
Ooh, that sounds not bad, but not that good. That's either. What
I
did.
No, and then I fell asleep, and then I waited for soccer to come on. So, I thought it'd be a good idea for us to do kind of a special edition first podcast of the year. We should purge all of our bad luck that we've had by telling some of our worst date stories, right?
Yeah, that sounds great to me. And man, are there plenty.
Between you and I, we've got the worst date gambit covered.
Covered. Nice use of the word gambit.
Oh, thank you. I would like to say, though, I've had nice dates before.
Yeah, I mean, we all have. I mean, not all of us, because not everyone's as fortunate.
Have you had some nice dates? That's what I was going to ask. Have you ever had one nice?
Hold on. Okay, I've had, like, some nice dates and then followed up by, like, a really shitty date with the same person, you know? So even if I have, like, one good date with this, like, great, stunning cokehead, the next date is pretty bad.
Okay.
The next date usually goes pretty poorly.
I mean, it seems like they wouldn't be able to keep that up as a cokehead. I'm not a cokehead, but I'm assuming that you can only put on a show for one night.
Yeah, and then the next time they just walk into your kitchen, do some coke off their keychain, and then, you know, it's kind of the end of that. Until it gets rekindled, and then he tells you that you're too insecure for him. Anyway.
Yeah. I'm glad you didn't end up with him, Zoe. I'm glad we're doing this podcast instead of you ending up with that cokehead.
Yeah, well, you know what? Maybe he was the one. No, he
was
diagnosed.
Let's not dwell on that. I don't think he was.
He told me that he was diagnosed as autistic twice.
Yeah.
Which is weird. Why wouldn't you just believe it the first time?
Yeah, man. He sounds like a catch. I think you might have let somebody slip away.
Shit. Another one.
I don't even really have that good of a story. I just know I had a really good day one time with a girl named Molly, which I don't really necessarily like the name Molly, so I wasn't even really into the date that much.
Names are important to you.
It really, I think you're going to have to hear them for the rest of your life.
That's kind of putting a lot of pressure on the poor little Molly. But you could have thought of a nickname for her, like Malls.
But for some reason, we had to, I don't think that does much for me. But at the start of the date, for some reason, I think maybe she got a glass of wine or something like that. And maybe we both did, but the waiter asked for her ID, and she had the exact same birthday as me.
Oh, that's creepy.
Isn't that really creepy?
Do you care about that shit?
It wasn't like a thing where I was like, oh, well, I need to be with you for the rest of my life now. But it was a good jumping off point, because then we kind of were like buzzing for the rest of the date, and then we had drinks, and then hung out and went out, you know, it was a good date after that, you know, and then I dated her for a while.
Oh, wow. So the fact that you had the same birthday kind of negated the fact that you don't like her name.
No, I mean, I love Molly. Molly will probably listen to this. And Molly, I love you. You're great.
Don't you think that Rory and Molly
I hope you're
it?
Happy with your boyfriend right now.
Do you really hope that?
Yep. With all my heart, Molly.
Yeah, I could tell. Okay, we could stop talking to Molly now because she's not in the chat room.
All right, with us. Let's get to some bad ones. Like, first of all, I can't tell you. I think we use this term a lot in the podcast, but I am really excited to hear some of these dates from you because you pull some of the most interesting gentlemen out of the Los Angeles area.
What can I say?
Or New York.
It just wherever I go, it's really.
It's fascinating to me.
Is it?
It really is, and I'd like to hear. Let's start it off.
Would you want to give you a New York story?
How about you, the first, like, because I know that your first date that you ever had was really bad.
Really bad. Shout out to Mark.
Let's hear about Mark.
So, Mark and I met at summer camp. And
romantic.
We hit it off like no tomorrow. But sadly, he had a crush on Megyn Kelly. So, nothing happened. And then, but Megyn Kelly lived in Boston or someplace like that. Not where we live. So I went over to his house and we decided to hang out. And his mom showed me a bunch of pictures of him as a kid. We were 16. And that was stupid because I didn't care. And then we went to Applebee's and split boneless chicken wings.
Whoa, this is heating up.
Yeah, but don't worry. His mom did give him $40 for the date.
Whoa.
Yeah, big spender, Mark's mom.
$40 is on a day for 16-year-olds. That's big time.
Yeah, that should have been a red flag that like she really is desperate for her son to find someone. But like I was like borderline peaking at 16. I was like beautiful and stuff and like wore graphic tees. So
stop it. You're beautiful now. You haven't even peaked yet.
Stop. That's like rude. I might be peaking. Shut up. I'm peaking for myself right now, right?
I'm peaking.
You're drinking a bottle of wine at 10 a.m.
in a blanket. Hey.
Hey.
Let's keep this day going. So you got these boneless chicken wings
that
you guys are sharing, and you guys are just looking into each other's eyes. Continue.
Yeah, probably not talking about anything interesting because we were 16.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went to go see a movie, but not just any movie. Sweeney Todd, about the serial killer barber that's also a musical that, like, has hints of cannibalism in it.
Wow.
So we went and saw that movie, and it was really bad. And then he walked me to the train and didn't kiss me. And it would have been really a big deal for me if he had kissed me, but he didn't, so.
Would that have been your first kiss?
Well, like, it would have finished a 0.5.
You had a peck before that.
Yeah. I was a late bloomer.
You were really looking to get that first kiss.
Yeah.
When did I get my first kiss?
Fuck you, Mark.
Jesus. I think I got my first, like, were you looking for, no, because you said peck. We're not even talking about tongues.
Well, I actually, my first kiss happened when we were watching Anchorman, which is really romantic. So I have a lot of feelings towards Anchorman 2, which I haven't seen yet because, like, I better lose my virginity when I see that movie. just kidding, guys. And that was stupid. I shouldn't have done that. Anyway, you talk about your dates.
Well, man, I feel like I had decent dates when I was growing up, when I was a kid.
What's a kid?
I don't have that that bad date story when I was a kid. I was talking to you earlier, and you were arguing with me, and I'm really kind of embarrassed about bringing this up because a lot of people have the same reaction you have, but
do it for the viewers, listeners, whatever.
This is the thing, is that I'm 8 years your senior.
Okay. Just so everyone knows. No, you're so only when seven.
You're 22, I thought.
No, I'm 23. I'm a big girl now.
All right. Whatever. I'm getting some Snapchats here. Hold on.
Are they from my mom?
I hope so. I'm not going to check out of respect to the pod. All right. So I'm 7 years your senior. And you were young as hell, dude. So what do you know? But
hey, I know there was
a time where dating or like finding people on Craigslist was okay.
No.
Have you ever seen
a Lifetime original movie in your entire lifetime?
No, I haven't. But listen, here's the story. Here's the backstory, all right? I lived in this house on Hawthorne.
That means nothing.
in Portland. It's like a, oh, whatever. Anyways, I had this girl that I lived with named Anna, and she was great. She was really cool, but she was really having a really rough time finding somebody. And she was about to transfer to Columbia, and she was like, I need to get out there. I want to get some of that good. Before she transferred to New York. And I was like, well, listen, I'm pretty sure that if you put an ad up on Craigslist, it'll spawn a certain reaction that will be favorable to your boudoir. And you might get that gentleman that you've been hoping to meet. And so she was hesitant to open this Craigslist site and start an account. So I was like, listen, I'll do it with you. Don't worry about it. Don't be embarrassed.
You are we're really at the forefront of the internet dating movement.
See, this is what I'm talking about. I know the dangers behind it, and I will talk about that. And so I put up like whatever. No, my name is Rory. I had a normal picture and like some basic facts just so
Did you
that
have
she would
hair then?
too. No, I had a shaved head just like I had now. Just like I have
Oh,
now. And the thing was, is Anna got tons of like 1,000 dick pics in her email. Like, I mean, it was ridiculous. Like,
that's
she
something
didn't.
me and Anna have in common.
Is that right? You just your
No.
DMs and emails pouring over
My
with
most
nudes.
recent email is from my psychiatrist.
Oh no. Is it a dick pic?
God, I wish. Ew, just
Well,
kidding.
it didn't work out for Anna, but I got four or five normal replies, like, because women are much more civil and wonderful than men, and they were just normal, like,
They
hey,
didn't
what's
send you
up?
any dick pics?
Not one dick
That's
pic, which I thought was really polite.
so nice.
And that endeared me to them. Anyways, I went on a series of dates, but the one that was more interesting was I met this girl at a bar, and she like I was hanging out with my friend Lindsay at the time, and I told her that she could come if she wanted. When we got there, this girl was surrounded by like a group of eight people, and
To make sure that you were safe.
yeah, and like
Smart girl.
that made me feel really weird, but also that she was a normal person,
Well,
which
you had a bodyguard too, Lindsay.
yeah, that was just more like I was just hanging out with Lindsay. Anyways, she told them all to leave like immediately, because I was like not a obviously I wasn't a psychopath. I met her friends and I was like, hey, I am normal. And we had drinks, had fun. Then, very inebriated, she drove me home to my house, and we consummated the internet date. Where the date gets really weird though is like, first of all, I mean, it's not good sex. It's like Craigslist sex.
Okay, not familiar.
And we were super drunk, and so like, but in the morning, like, she had to leave to go to work, but she was like, she woke up and she was like, "Hey, give me a." I'm trying to like do a ravenous voice here. It's like, "Hey, give me a protein shake before I go to work." And I was just like, oh, I don't think I can supply the drink. And
And did you ever see her again?
so she left, and she was like, oh, you know, we should hang out. And I was like, all right, well, maybe. I don't know. I feel bad about not giving you this protein shake.
You
And
gave her your protein shake the night before,
at
right?
that point. At that point, I was working at the porn store, and I worked overnights there too as well. And I was working. She knew I worked there. That was a part of the conversation we had had. And she brought in two takeout sources of food at 4 a.m. while I'm like sorting pornography. I mean, this is a person I barely know. And she just hung around and around until I had to ask her to leave, because I mean, it's just like messed up, and they're like, people are fucking and jerking off behind like the store, you know,
People
but
fuck in the store.
yeah, there's a whole back room in Oregon. It's legal. You can even fuck in the glory holes and stuff in the back.
No.
So I was just like, I don't know. It was just a really terrible situation. She just got real clingy and just like texting a whole bunch after just that one interaction. It was pretty bad. That's a bad date, right?
It honestly sounds like a pretty good date. Is that, maybe that says something about my repertoire.
Yeah, she's not doing coke in the kitchen and telling me I'm like a bad person.
No.
I guess it's, you know, not the worst.
That's my standard. Also, one time I met this guy at OkCupid named David, and he programmed me in his phone as just the word hilarious, which is weird because, like, how did he even know?
And you kind of liked that a little bit, though.
There was, like, a part of me that liked it and a part of me that was like, I have a name. And so we met on a street corner. This was my first OkCupid date ever. So we met on a street corner, and he was like, I'm an Italian race car driver. And I was like, yeah, right. And then he showed me his race car, and so I got into his car on our first date
what?
After meeting on a corner.
What kind of person are you? You live this crazy James Bond of terrible dating lives, dude. It's so weird.
It was really bad. And then we drove up a mountain in his race car, and I, like, I don't know, jacked him off a little bit. And then he gave me mono, and then I got mono.
That is a very quick little segue.
And then I got mono
from
David.
And I jacked him up a little, and I got a mono from him.
I did get mono from him. It was mild mono, though.
Is Italian
22.
Race car driver mono a little better than normal mono? I would imagine it would be.
It was a little quicker.
was he a charmer, or were you, because this sounds like a decent date. You seem like you weren't upset by this interaction.
Well, we kind of decided that we would never see each other again.
After the mono, the or after the jerking off?
After the jerking off. And, yeah, and that was it. That was the end of David. So, David. If he's listening, I'm hilarious.
Still, I'm sure he's still got you in his phone. It's hilarious.
You think I should text him right now?
Do it.
Do you dare me?
Yes, I dare you.
I'm texting
him. I dare you.
What should I
him.
What should I text him? I will do it.
Remember me? Remember me, Mono Zoe?
Oh my god. Oh god. Okay, remember me, you gave me mono.
Yeah, there you go. I thought you gave him mono.
No, I'm not disgusting. I'm not saying remember me. I'm going to text him a photo.
Well, that's not the worst date. I thought you were going to give me something a little juicier. Come on, give me something.
That was
though.
So juicy.
No, it's not that bad. You got mono. That's that happens.
No, I'm too scared to text him. Yeah, but no one gets mono at 22. Everyone gets mono at like 13.
Well, you were very, you know, you took care of yourself in your youth.
And then I just let myself go.
You just let it all go. You let it all hang out. You know, took risks later in life, you know.
I guess that's true.
You were done with those boneless chicken wings dates. You were ready for Italian race car drivers and coke.
It makes me sound like super Banff. And I'm like not Banff at all. I'm the anti-Banff.
I don't know, man. I have one really bad date though, but it's a really long story.
Please.
One time, I was working at that same porn store, and two professional dancers came in, accompanied by a gigantic human being, like think the Thing from Fantastic Four, like
okay.
That big of a person. And they were...
Was he, like, their pimp?
No, I think he was just, like, protection, honestly.
I should call him up. He sounds hot.
I don't... He was really kind of nice to me, so, yeah, you should... I would recommend him.
Well, thank you for the rec.
Don't even know his name, but... Rarely did I get to interact with women in this store. It was a very male-centric store. A lot of men were fucking each other in the back rooms.
Ah.
So it was always like seeing a deer. You know, you're just like, oh my god. You know.
And there were two of them.
Two, and they were being extremely flirtatious and like obviously so in the middle of the night toward me, who I was the only one there. And then I don't know, like I didn't, I mean, long story short, at this part of the story, I didn't really seal the deal or anything because I feel like it's really kind of it's kind of gross, right? Like to ask a customer out, isn't that weird?
Maybe. I don't know.
Would
No,
you
you work in a
feel
porn
weird if
store.
I mean, that seems like it would be worse to ask somebody out from as
But
a
isn't
porn
that how
star.
people meet people?
I don't know. I don't. Do you think
Clearly,
so? Do
neither of us know how anyone meets anyone.
God damn it, we're pathetic.
Most pathetic.
Anyways, the next night I was working, and she called me from her dance place, her strip club, and asked for me. And I was like, "Oh yeah, it's me." And she asked me out, which was kind of cool.
Yeah, why not?
Later, when we talked and set up the date, I was like, "Hey, we should go for like Thai food and a movie." Does that sound like a good date to you?
I don't like movies, but I do like Thai food.
Okay, so half of it was good, and she agreed to that half.
The same half I did?
The same
Oh
half.
my God, I feel like a stripper right now.
But she was like, "I don't want to go see a movie. In fact, what I want to do, there's this sex show, this BDSM show. Can we go to that?"
Oh my God.
After the Thai food.
To which, of course, you said yes.
Okay, first off, no, I wasn't that excited about it. That's a lot of pressure for a first date. Would you be into going to a BDSM show on your first date? I mean, obviously, if you're jacking people off at the top of a mountain after a race car drive, you might be up
Yeah,
for it.
I think I would do
Well, I did it. But the
it.
thing was, is like, all right, you see me when we do these Skypes, like, right? I just got like a beanie on, I dress like barely above a hobo, and like that's mostly what people in Portland look like. So I meet the so I was there early at the Thai food place, and everybody kind of looks generally like me, same kind of outfit, you know, a little bit. They're dressing a little bit better than you in your PJs right now, right?
Okay, you can relax.
In walks this girl.
What's her name?
We'll call her Danielle
What's her
for the
real
pod.
name?
We'll call her Danielle for the
Is her
pod.
name like Cherry?
We'll call her Danielle for the pod. Just to the nines, like something out of an anime porn, like latex everything, corset. She's just, you know, falling out of everything, just like tights up this. The skirt that like barely covers anything, and like obviously it's super hot and good for her. It was just very shocking to the Thai restaurant. The Thai
Did you
restaurant,
say that
including me, was not ready for Danielle and her entrance. And like I got super fucking nervous because I didn't know what to do at that point. And but it was great. Like at the first the part of the what makes a date really bad is the first part of it was awesome. Like she had the same taste in movies as me, and we got on real well, and we had a good meal, blah blah blah. What really when it really started going sour is when she called her own personal cabbie, and then had him like take us to the sex shop, and then she like was like, "I know the guy," and she like waved me through. It was real weird, and then she started feeding me drinks,
Uh-oh.
just feeding me drinks, because I think she could probably. So she was like, "This is a little rookie right here. I don't know if
Yeah,
he's gonna be
yeah.
able to handle himself." So she starts feeding me drinks, and
You gave me that vibe too, Rory.
thanks. I mean, there's like crazy things going on. Like there was a whole stable of like, imagine like going to a concert and it was all dark. And then there was like a stable where like there was like really old men like spanking the butts of like really young women, and there's like people on wooden crosses like hung up, and there was like latex people kind of like worshiping them, and that was fine, like whatever. I just
Was it fine,
I don't know.
actually?
As a first date though, it was just a bit much. And then she turned to me at one point and she was like, "I'm gonna take off my top. Is that cool?"
Oh my God.
And I was like,
Danielle, what?
sure, dude, I guess that sounds great. I'm gonna keep mine on if that's okay.
Whoa. Wait. This is she possesses the confidence I wish I could.
Dude, she possesses the confidence we all wish we could have.
How did you get a date with her? No offense.
She called me. I don't know. I just did whatever she wanted me to do, really.
Clearly. God, that's so unfair.
So, peak of the night, she's making out with me a little bit, but then she like wanted to go into the stable and be worshipped by people and spanked, and I was just like watching it all go down. It's like I think at one point our eyes, we made eye contact and she could see. Like I was lost, couldn't follow her in the place she wanted me to go. And at one point she came up to me. God, this is so fucking embarrassing.
Out with it.
At one point she was just like, "Hey, you should go home.
Oh.
You should go home." And like in the back of my mind I was like, "I should go home.
Yeah, it sounds
You
like
got it.
you should. It sounds
You
like she
got it
was.
right, Danielle.
It
I was
sounds
not
like
ready. I'm
Danielle
glad I got
knew.
that." I'm glad I got it under my belt, you know? I think I'm ready for the BDSM show now.
Would you be spanked in worship now?
Absolutely. Give me all of
Really?
it. Danielle, I'm ready. Bring me back.
You still have her number?
You know what? I was rocking that night, dude. I gave it my all. I just had that look, I'm sure, and she spotted it and she told me to kick rocks. It was
I guess like she
tough at the time.
probably expected that you work in a sex store, and so I don't know. See, like
Yeah,
that sounds like a very exciting date. I don't go on exciting dates. My dates are traditionally very lame. Like at a bar, getting a
I really
drink.
don't feel like you're giving yourself enough credit. You just told a story about an Italian race car driver who
Was
you
luck.
jacked off on the top of a mountain.
Yeah, but we didn't even go all the way up the mountain, if you know what I'm saying.
Are you sure you didn't go all
Yeah, it was close.
is that why the jerking off happened? You're just like, all right, if we're not gonna go hiking, we should at least have a little sexual contact.
Go camping. I just go on I went on a date in New York. I went and saw Madagascar 3 by myself.
Yeah.
That wasn't the date. But that did
Oh
happen.
no.
It was really bad. And then I went to this bar by myself. And this guy, we'll call
Clearly
him.
in a bad space you're in right now.
Yeah, we'll call him Chirag Bot.
Sounds
And
like a random name. Yeah, it seems
yeah.
very basic and general.
Very traditional American. And we started chatting and I was not interested, but I knew he was going to ask me out because obviously I was just giving off the Madagascar 3 vibe
You're the
and
belle of the ball in this bar, I'm sure.
deaf. And he bought me a beer, but he bought me a Bud Light, so I was like, ugh, I already know where this is going. And so he asked me out and we met up like a couple days later at the same bar and he bought me Godiva chocolates. And
Ooh la la.
I know. We'll call him Chirag Bot was getting pretty classy. But then he called them truffles, which like for some reason really turned me off.
Okay.
And then he insisted on feeding them to me.
Oh no. Was he did the fingers go in the mouth at all?
I like really tried to maneuver my way around the truffle so that his fingers wouldn't touch my mouth.
No.
I know, I just like really didn't want
He
Shrogbot's
wanted to make
fingers in
that
my mouth.
connection with you.
The finger and mouth connection?
Yeah, he
That's
wanted to get real
disgusting.
close, you know? Was this a dive bar that he's feeding you expensive chocolates in?
Yeah.
That seems like an odd choice, Chiragbot.
We'll call him Shrogbot.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Can we text him as well during this podcast?
I deleted his number. I
No.
know. So, anyway, the date was going really poorly, and I really hated we'll call him Shrog Bot so much. But then I made out with him anyway.
Oh, that's okay. I've done that millions of times. It's
Okay, well,
terrible.
la-di-da, I've done it once.
I'm not saying like I make out with millions of people. I'm just saying it's a very frequent thing. You're just like, what do? Might as well make out with the person.
Yeah, and then I texted him. No, then he texted me like, "Hey, I'd love to see you again, but I like broke my back from doing backflips on the beach." It's like, "Is are you bragging about this?" Like, I only date guys who won't break their back doing backflips on the beach.
I feel like I really want to know if Chirag thought that was the deal clincher. Like he was like, I'm just gonna sneak in this thing where I can do backflips on the beach, and this girl is gonna do backflips herself.
I got that text when I was at therapy talking to my therapist about, we'll call him Chirag Bhat, and she helps me text him back being like, I'm not interested. And then he said he thought we really had a connection, and then he unfriended me on Facebook. Like,
Oh,
I know. But his name
he
is
is a sore loser.
Chirag Bhat, Chirag space Bhatt, if anyone wants to add him.
Oh my God, I'm gonna add him as we speak.
As we speak.
As we speak.
No, but please, everyone add him. It would make my life complete. Not complete.
I'm doing backflips over the prospects of being Facebook friends with Chirag Bhat.
As are all of our listeners, I'm sure, who have somehow managed to continue tuning in to this point.
Do you feel like you properly kind of purged yourself of some negative bullshit that we've experienced in our life?
No.
Are you, but it maybe you're more energized to push on now into into our dates into 2014.
I'm hoping in 2014 there will be less dates that I have to purge.
Yes.
Or dates at all.
Less mono.
Less mono in 2014. Well, I won't get it again.
No, you won't get it again. What am I thinking?
Yeah, you dumb.
Less mono-like transferable diseases.
Please, for the love
That's what
of
you'd like.
God.
And more. You just want to be called back after you jack somebody off in a race car.
Yeah, I want non-transferable diseases in 2014.
Exactly. I think we can agree on that.
Yeah. I just want the year to be filled with not mistakes. You know? I don't want
I'm gonna make plenty of mistakes. I know that already.
to. You feel like 2014 is the year of the mistake?
I just know I'm gonna make mistakes, but I'm not gonna beat myself up. I think we've got a good momentum here with the dates we've had. I think we're getting even better.
Do you
You
think
know,
that like you I haven't been on a date since we started the podcast. I mean, no surprise there. But do you think that on an actual date we will perform better?
absolutely. Yes. I have no doubt about it. I mean, it takes a lot to keep conversation going with somebody you haven't really met in real life, right?
Yeah, I guess so. I hope that I don't fuck anything up.
Let's hope that you fuck some stuff up, right?
Like what?
Just people that you like, maybe.
Let's
That's
leave
what
the
I wish.
people that I like in pain.
That's what I wish for you. All right, well, Zoe, as a nod to our future dates, which I think are going to be great this year,
The best.
I do want to thank you for your video that you sent me on New Year's of you licking your lips. That you know that's one of my fetishes, and I really appreciate that. You're such a good friend.
You're welcome. Please don't blackmail me, as I said in that video.
And yeah, I mean, Happy New Year's to all the people that love us, because we love you.
And in the new year, follow us on Twitter, at Madam Zubel, at Rory Not Roy. Subscribe to us on iTunes. Rate us on iTunes. High scores. We've gotten some good ratings, Rory. Did you see that?
I did. They're great. I'm
No,
so
you
glad we
didn't.
got. I'm drunk at this point of the pod.
Like our page on
I was like
Facebook.
walking away from the Skype session. I was like, yes.
Like our page on Facebook. Keep listening. Date us IRL or whatever. And
Until then,
happy dating.
happy dating.
Come with me on a first date. Let's have a first date tonight.